So you mentioned the ribo data that was presented. What do we know right now about all three of the CDK inhibitors in premenopausal women?
Well, the largest trial was the ribo trial, and there's some subsets in the palbo and I think the abemaciclib as well that were premenopausal, but it was not a large subset in any of these other trials. I think for us, it's a lesson that even though we think we know, unless we do a trial, we don't know. One of the signals that came out of that trial was the fact that we should not be giving tamoxifen with ribociclib. And we had never used tamoxifen with CDK4/6 inhibitors before because of all of the patients being postmenopausal. And if you use tamoxifen with ribo, you're increasing the QT prolongation, which obviously may be harmful. If we hadn't done that trial, we wouldn't have known. So not only do we now have a survival benefit, which we didn't have before, but now we also know we should not be using tamoxifen with ribociclib. And I personally would probably avoid it with some of the other CDK4/6 inhibitors as well, because they do seem to prolong the QT as well.
So, yeah, you know, kind of, I think a lot of people have had the concept of premenopausal woman, you make them postmenopausal, and then you treat them as a postmenopausal patient. But it is true that the data, at least in terms of CDK inhibitors, seems to be more in terms of ribo.